Open Windows, October the 27th. God's Principle of Election. In Ephesians 2:10 we read, "We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." You look back on your life. You may be disappointed in many ways with your part in the business. You may be able to see many falterings and blunderings and mistakes that you on your side made. You may have sometimes felt that you were not the person for the job. God had made a mistake. Oh, some of us have felt like that. And yet, as we look more deeply into God's ways with us and know God's principles, we see a wonderful logic in it all. You and I are called for something, laid hold of by God for something, put by God into something, and we feel God has made a mistake. I am not the person for this. I never ought to have come into this. I have no qualifications for this. I am altogether the wrong peg here. Oh, and yet somehow or other God does it. He enables you. He carries you through. He accomplishes the work to your own surprises and wonder. As you lay hold of the Holy Spirit, it is done. That is, if you do not sink down into yourself and give up and draw out because of what you are, but you lay hold of the Holy Spirit and you get through and marvel that you have got through, that the Lord has done this thing through you, through me. This is very consistent with God's principle. That is no contradiction. It is most consistent with the deepest principles of God. No flesh shall glory in his presence. It is all coming back to him. God, mark you, elected the foolish things of the world, the weak things, the things that are not. It is the same word, he has elected, and it's quite consistent. Oh yes, his ways are past finding out. God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. But he is consistent with his principles. A life in the Spirit is one of succession of confirmations that God is working out a plan. Only rebellion, stubbornness, self-assertiveness of all forms of self-life will hinder or arrest. But a life in the Spirit will be a consistent succession of proofs or evidences that you were chosen for something. God is not dealing with you just from hand to mouth piecemeal. It is all worked out. Good works are foreordained. They are afore prepared that we should walk in them. If we walk in the Spirit, we walk in afore prepared works, whether we see it or not. It is a fact. But it comes out wonderfully so. And we have to go down and say, "Well, Lord, forgive us for arguing. Forgive us for discussing the matter. Forgive us for putting over our minds and what we think about it against you. You are wonderful, Lord." And we worship, and that is the proof of election. And you do not want better proof than that. It is all inside of Christ by the Holy Spirit.